Drive Time on Phoenix FM in association with Mullison Peak, your solicitors for life.
Good afternoon, this is Tuesday's Drive. It's Charlie sitting in for Keith, and it's quite an achievement today as this is the first ever radio show to be powered by clockwork. For the next 3 hours, we are testing a new carbon-neutral way of powering this radio station to save on electricity costs. One of the many benefits of this innovative energy generation is that it's almost completely silent, so the machine has been set up in the corner of the studio, and, the Phoenix FM hamsters are going to love their new spinning wheel. Okay, chaps, let's get cracking. So this new method of creating power sees not only an efficient way of generating power to run the studio, FM transmitter and air conditioning, but also provides a great exercise benefit for the hamsters. The only problem is what happens when the thing needs winding up again. Of course, this is where the hamsters come in, so if you could speed up a little bit, boys.
I think we're losing traction current. Yep,
that's it. Keep the pace now, we don't want any misfires. As I said, it's almost totally silent and very cost-effective.
Oh no, that's too fast.
Steady on, lads, we mustn't get too carried away.
Oh no. I think this needs a little more work. Phoenix FM with Amy Grant and Big Yellow Taxi kicking us off the Four Seasons, December 63. Oh, what a night. Don't worry about the hamsters. We're looking after them. They're okay, trust me. This is Charlie on your radio till 6. It's Phoenix Drive sitting in for Keith. You've got 5 days to go until the old £1 coin is no longer a legal tender, so you can't stick it in at the sweet shop or the parking meter or anywhere like that. It seems to be a mass exodus on the interwebs of people trying to get rid of them. And there's people popping up left, right and centre saying, I'll have them, give them to me, I'll have them, I'll change them up. It's another way of just earning money, isn't it? But a lot of good causes are actually looking to have old pound coins. So if you're gonna give them to someone, give them to a good cause. So you've got until the 15th of October for those old pound coins. And I'm still not quite sure about the new ones. They've got too many edges for my liking. As a man who's a little bit OCD, too many edges. And the new £10 notes that now match the fivers that feel a little bit funny, and you can look through the middle of them. That's a little bit freaky as well. Today is Ada Lovelace Day. It was born on the 10th of December 1815. It was her work with Charles Babbage on his analytical engine that led to the discovery that it could be used for more than just basic calculation. And she was often referred to as the first computer programmer. The Ada Lovelace Day is an annual event to raise awareness of women in STEM fields. That's science, technology, engineering and maths. Not just us boys who like our geeky tech and our little twiddly boxes. The girls can play too, and the more the better. So a lot of activity on Twitter this morning. Hashtag Ada Lovelace Day. Girls and women build things. Isn't just the guys who wet their sponge and solder things together and make things work and program. Ada, of course, had quite a circle of friends. Her work brought her into contact with a range of notable characters from history, including Charles Wheatstone, Michael Faraday, and Charles Dickens, no less. Can you imagine if they'd had Facebook during that era? Imagine her newsfeed. It'd be brilliant. Michael Faraday has just discovered electromagnetism. Click, like. Charles Dickens has just published the Pickwick Papers. Ooh! Share. Keith's having a day off, so they've dragged me in, kicking and screaming. Actually, I had nothing better to do, to be honest. Gob off on the radio for 3 hours and play some tunes and pollute the airwaves a tad for you. Oh, yes. Whenever I hear this, I always want to sing something else. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. They're like, it's better than yours. Damn right. There's a great mashup of this and Khaleesi's milkshake. The teacher better have to charge. Obviously, I'm not as good a singer as Michelle in the mornings, but I thought I'd have a crack at it, you know. It's better to try and fail than not try at all. Which is cobblers, really, isn't it? You'd rather I hadn't tried, hadn't you? Yeah. You might have heard in the news at the top of the hour that EE are having problems with voice calls on their mobile network. Some customers experiencing problems making voice calls, although data and messaging are working normally. Now, I'm on EE, and as a bloke, I can't say I'd noticed. Because us blokes, we don't use the phone. We don't phone and talk to people. If I ring a male friend of mine, they usually think I've got a problem or a crisis or something. So, you know, on those odd occasions when I do actually pick up the phone, go through the phone book and hit the green phone icon and, you know, speak to Bob. Actually, my friends are much more hip than that. Kevin. You get, oh, geez, Charlie, you're all right. Yeah, that's fancy to chat. All right, I thought there was a problem. And why is that? Because you've rung me. Usually you text after a 3-day wait for a reply. I must admit, I'm more of an email man. Text occasionally, because they're free. But never use the phone. I think is it a woman thing? It's definitely a bloke thing that we never actually speak to each other on a voice call. Unless we're, say, in trouble. Or plotting something very, very major. Hi. So, have you managed to get to the flicks lately? Maybe you've noticed the new Blade Runner film is out. And thankfully it's not a reboot. Reboots are all the rage these days, aren't they? Let's wind back the clock and let's do it all over again with a half-assed script. A couple of actors who really can't. And we'll make a bucket load of money. So this one stars Ryan Gosling. It's not a reboot, it's a sequel. Ryan Gosling stars as Kay. Sort of borrowing from Men in Black, maybe. He's a replicant who works for the LAPD. Harrison Ford is in there somewhere as Rick Deckard. And this is where it gets a little bit screwy. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. It turns out that after the events of the original film, Deckard and Rachel had a daughter. Oh, yeah. Apparently, Rachel was an experimental replicant who could conceive a child. So there's your spoiler. I'm actually quite looking forward to seeing this. Although I hate going to the cinema. The cinema would be great if it wasn't full of people. I'm one of these people who hates fidgeters and sweet eaters when I'm trying to watch a film in silence. They go to all that trouble of doing those movie trailers, don't they? In a world, one man and 50 others eating pick and mix. And then you get the, who's he? What did he do? I missed that bit. What happened? Please shut up. I'm watching this. Do my own trailer for going to the cinema. One man wants to watch a film in peace. It could end badly. Coming soon to Brentwood and Billericay. Yeah. So, yes, Blade Runner 2049 is in the cinema right now. I know Rob Harvey's seen it, who's on tonight from 8 with Synth City. Might hang around and see what he thought of it. I saw the original late in life, about 15 years ago, so I might rewatch that and then go to the cinema at the weekend and watch this new one. Don't get me started on how much the food costs at cinemas these days. God, blimey, Charlie. Feed an army on the price of a hot dog. Right, this is Caro Emerald and Stuck at Phoenix 98 FM. Close my eyes and dream up. If you're having a bad day, spare a thought for Morrison's. whose staff are suing the company after their personal details were posted on the internet. It's all the thing these days, isn't it? Companies losing or accidentally letting slip our vital statistics onto internet. Just as often and easily as we lose old pound coins down the back of the sofa. And you thought the worst that a supermarket could do would be to email you too many times with offers of chocolate when they've been scanning your receipts and noticing that you've been buying one too many tins of celebrations over the last month or so. And they entice you in with an offer. Two for a fiver, two for a fiver. Roll up, come on down, the price is right. More news, bits and pieces and various other assorted random drivel and gubbins between now and six. Self Machine, I Blame Coco. She sings like her old man, she does. Coco Sumner, Gordon Sumner's daughter, a.k.a. Sting. Who obviously got his name from his yellow and black jumpers. And nothing to do with the fact that he's got a face like a wasp's ass. She, actually, her and her dad both have a singing voice, not unlike holding a toilet urge in, like straining for a wee or something. The only other singer I remember who sounds like she's holding a wee-wee in is Heather Small from M People. That sort of strainy vocal sound that does sound... Look, love, just go to the toilet. I'll look after things. You go and have a wee. This is Charlie in for Keith. Don't worry, he's back tomorrow. Well, this has been Charlie on your drive. Keith is back tomorrow from 3. Wahey! One final bit of news for you. US Vice President Mike Pence, he's not the president yet, has expressed his intention for America to send humans back to the moon's surface. Unconfirmed reports that Donald Trump's going to be the first.